That feeling when your Wi-Fi password is also the name of your podcast, one word, all lowercase.
This is Hometown Sounds.
Change your Wi-Fi password after I just outed it to all of people out there?
Yeah, I think I need to put in some capital letters or some, you know, punctuation or something in there.
You cribbing that move from me?
I did, in fact, take that inspiration from your Wi-Fi network. So yours is outed too.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm down to share.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Hey, welcome to Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC rocks. I'm Tony.
And I'm Paul. And that was the debut single by Hotel Garuda, which was called Smoke Signals.
I love it when a fresh club banger just comes out of DC.
Yeah, it doesn't happen nearly as often as it should. That's a collaboration between DC's Manila Killa and LA's Candle Weather. Candle Weather. I kind of like that name. Although it doesn't really sound clubby to me, you know?
Not at all.
No.
Like what, Candle Docks?
Yeah.
Like Candle in the Wind?
Anyway, they met in middle school in Indonesia. They have been blowing up the hype machine with a lot of remixes over the last year from, you know, people like Lana Del Rey, Disclosure, Banks, and Kanye West. So this is their first original single, and it is on the label PRMD Music, which I believe means pyramid. So that label also has Avicii on it. So that's a pretty big deal in the dance world. We put a song from Manila Killa, one of the remixes, on the podcast last year. And they are currently, as we record this podcast, they are down in Miami for the Miami Music Week. They're playing three parties in one day.
Puzzling matter about that track. Doing a quick Google search, nothing about who the vocalist is. Absolutely nothing. I mean, yeah, like, take some pride in your work. I don't know. Sometimes there are like contractual issues and people can't out themselves on the subject of outing, but yeah. Weird.
I know. A lot of times they will put like featuring the vocalist, you know, but yeah, this one, I Googled around too. A lot of blog posts about that track when it came out in early March, but no one mentioning who was on the vocals.
And for so many blog posts to not mention that, it really seems that no one knows.
So that track is available for streaming on Spotify and Apple Music and for purchase on iTunes. What do we got next on the Hometown Sounds podcast, Tony?
All right, now we got a track from a band called Calm and Crisis. I did a great job of saying Calm.
I've been stuck behind the same car all these years. I've been wearing the same scars all my life. Tell me, what is it about you people? Love you, but you scare me to death. Tell me, what is it about you people? I love you, but you fill me with regret. I know there's no one on the road but me. I know there's no one on the road but me. Yeah. I know there's no one on the road but me. I know there's no one on the road but me. Stuck in the dirt on a dry day, feeling like a shoving on a Friday. Seems I need some gasoline, send some of that love my way. Tell me, what is it about?
I've got
Calming Crisis is the band. Traffic is the song.
So that album by Calming Crisis is called In a Real Good Place, and that is a name your own price download on Bandcamp.
Came out last month in February. That's a trio of Peter Bonaventure, Andrew Jordan, and Jake Diamond. And I make a note of saying their names because they're college students at American. And I bring that up because people in bands in college, it's a completely different ecosystem than if you're sort of just an adult and you reside in an area. Like, yeah. I remember being in college, and no one I knew was a band at the University of Delaware, really.
Mm.
And I really put so much faith in the, I guess, established professionals of music. You know, I'd be like, no, I get my tickets a month in advance to go see Andrew Bird. You know what yeah. I mean? I just remember illegally downloading, you know, the whole Bell and Sebastian catalog.
Right, of course.
Going through all of that.
College for.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Oh man. I remember that program. We called them programs back then, not apps. That would let you steal music from your dorm neighbors. Oh, that was great. Oh, I remember, and I used to have fantasies about that one indie rock chick who I got all my shit from. You know, be like, yo, oh my God. And I would never know who she was, but oh, that's where I got my Wolf Parade. That's where I got my unicorns.
See, and I went to college in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. So there was like no shows that happened around us. It was like an hour away to Cleveland. So it was all about the bands that were on campus. And it, you know, I was in a bunch of them, you know, and it was fantastic. And we had the bagpipe band and everything like that. So it was a different thing.
Yeah. Okay. So I like this band because they have a good sense of dynamics. And I think that that's very important. They go through, several different sort of volume changes. And, you know, that's a criticism that I've had leveled at, like, me and my band. That, like, no, you're just fast and loud. Yeah, I know. And you know what? You guys, way to like pick up on something like that. Also, okay, so... You know, the singer, this Pete Bonaventure dude, he's got this sort of mumblecore thing going on that you hear in bands like Cursive and The Good Life. Mm. And it's hot. It's trendy. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You're kind of getting like your Matt Berninger thing on from mm-hmm. The National.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think that everything about that song is just put together really, really nicely. And it kind of relates to a big problem in DC, which is traffic. And oh, I remember just like a couple of months ago being behind a car and it had a bumper sticker that read "Slave to the Traffic Light."
Yeah.
And I was just like, you speak to me. You speak to me. And about like how driving at night can just feel so good because you're just like, yo, I am getting somewhere in a reasonable amount of time.
If only there weren't all these other cars, I could get where I'm going.
Yeah. So, Calming Crisis, they are playing a show the day after tomorrow, a show that will have already happened, but we want to make note of it because it's kind of bananas.
Yeah, it's at the Velvet Lounge, and they're headlining, and the other bands on the bill are Cause I'm Dope, which is a New York City hip-hop band, Dead Right and Lofts, which is sexy dance music, Pauly Polo, which is hip-hop, The Bang Maids, which is an acoustic duo from Vermont, and finally, Comedy from Katarina Pappas. Whoa. All right, number one, way too many people. Number two, like, what a genre mashup. And number three, Comedy is very difficult to pull off in a rock show.
Incredibly.
It is not impossible.
I tried it myself.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Not doing it myself, but having comedy on a bill at a show I'm playing.
Yeah.
So good luck to you folks. I mean, like, also, if you're headlining that show, I mean, it really means you're going last.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So,
yeah. on a Monday night.
Yeah. Calling Crisis, they are playing again on the 26th at an arts and music festival at American University that Red Gold Green is headlining, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff seems sort of like student organization club stuff.
Okay.
Like there's going to be some, you know, interpretive dance or something.
All right.
I don't know. I know I have this problem where I get into snarky cynicism kind of fast, but, you know, I'm aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, name it and claim it, bitch.
All right.
Yeah. I just did a comma, bitch. Really? Yeah. Come on. Let's play some more music. This is Drop Lockers.
Oh, how nostalgic the owls get after a loud, a proud whiff of 1,000 pounds. Spliff you down with the sound of this cloud's crowd of cumulus while we're still grubbing on lamb is crammed with human hints. I wonder if a little gas mask practice with Zach Galifianakis in Cali after a gastric bypass and his drastic weight loss, the cost of a small plastic device that resides inside your half-split intestinal area. There's a lesson to carry you past your preconceived thoughts of aggression and mass hysteria. A plethora of prehistoric euphoric ways for comparing you to the systems crashing down around you with debris that'll easily bury you. But let's try not to ferry you to the other side of existence. Wrist slit from confetti in the steady breakbeat, pump your fish shit, cause it comes with a package deal, or at least that's how it feels when things go wrong and all you're trying to do is keep it real.
S.O.B. The purpose of this record is to demonstrate the neglected fact that phonopickup design over a wide range of frequencies.
S.O.B. You throw your hands up and it shows you need deodorant. Dancing no beat even though the show's over with. The odorless smell, hell, sin of desperate housewives. Soccer mom curfew, chasing brides outside. Black pack with a rat pack steelo. You full metal check it to a pack of Mac needles. Bury damn hatches while you carry damn rats. Inject in my veins and I'm smacking back needles. Do my own stunts, won't stress the action. Throw a damn tantrum, I hope you get your bag when I'm that son. Prodigal, boisterous state. You can preach on the stand with your poisonous snake. You can claim you a king, hope they question your grace. Yeah, at the damn shows, yeah, avoiding the fake. With the rap sport now, they can say all that. Two beers on both sides like a baseball cat. I won't say fall back, but I'll bend your knee. Crush your eardrums now to the signal bleat. You can place a bet or even check your feet. I got three letters for you, dog. S.O.B.
The purpose of this record is to demonstrate a neglected factor of phonopickup design over a wide range of frequencies.
S.O.B.
Pound for pound, the bounds are round and beatable. Sounds with grounds compound to found unbelievable. Crowns of final rounds predict the Asby. Boxing matches the subway crash brutalities. Standards of the savage raptures managed. Captured in the hearts of fandoms fanning. Props more delivering, giving the fuck less. Case you rhymes melt the minds by design and pack lives. A great sign maintain late night bang bang. Hate crime hang hang and do us by some slang man. Grabbing on the seams with the failure to steam. Individuals have panic attacks and they scream and they smack them. Retract them against the odds berate you. Fella with a fucking grave just to deflate you. Fuck boy dreams in this pitiful scene. Adapt the man to fact to man time with sleep and eat. A minstrel's ministries is not a bloody option. Override that bullshitter with a common knowledge. Better yet, fuck it. This acronym will solve this problem. We got him.
S.O.B.
Throw your hands up and it shows you need deodorant.
I love a good diss line, especially if you're listening to a rap song like that and you have like your boys around, because then everyone goes all together like, oh, and then you sort of like add an element to the song and the listening experience.
That was SOP remix from Drop Lockers. So Drop Lockers is a new supergroup in a way. This is Edward Asis is the producer, and that's Edward, W-O-R-D, funny. Yeah. So he's from Waldorf, and he teams up with Artemis, who we have featured before from the Lucky So-and-Sos, and also Far EXP, and bunches of other things. And another guy named RNL, who is also in the Far EXP. So they've come together as Drop Lockers. This song was originally like the original SOP, which stands for Standard Operating Procedures, by the way. So that was Artemis doing the remix on that, released under the umbrella of Delegation Music. And they're putting out a debut release called Beat Breakin' Volume 1 sometime this spring. That was sort of the lead single for it. I really appreciate the scratching in that. Scratching has kind of fallen out of favor.
Well, and that's part of... All right, so I just got to raise the roof, give myself some pride, because I found this track.
You did, man.
I did, but the thing is like, yo, this is way outside my general area of expertise, so I have to check in with you. You have to hold my hand, Paul, like whenever something like this happens, like, because I was like, is this good?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's kind of throwback.
It is kind of throwback.
And the other element that was noticeable was like to have the drums that sound like a live drum kit like that, like that is not really, you know, trending right now.
Right.
It's all like, you know, mad big beats and synth drums as opposed to, like, you know, that the really kind of skippy bass drum and snare drum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely felt like maybe early 2000s stuff from Stone's Throw Records to me. And, like, I love, if you ever get a chance to see the scratching, the turntablism done live, it is so amazingly hard. I mean, you know, playing guitar is hard too. Playing drums is hard. But I actually, a long time ago, I actually bought a DVD that was like teaching scratching, and I tried it. Oh my God, it's hard. Like, you would think, like, whatever, you just like moving
that's
the record
what,
back.
That's what I
oh
think.
My God. No, because you're also turning the crossfader on and off on the mixer between the two turntables with your finger, and you're moving it faster than human beings should be able to move things. And it's insane. And just the coordination between what one hand is doing with the scratching of the record and the other hand is doing with turning the crossfader on and off, because you want to get like the scratch going one way but not the other way, kind of will blow your mind.
It really does sound like you're playing a real instrument.
It is. That is a real instrument. And it's, but it's records, you know, like, it's amazing what they did with that.
Could I get my MFA in like turntabling?
I think that's out of fashion now, but I really wish it would come back. So
come on. Yo, if you can study Latin, you got to be able to study turntable.
That's right. Right. Yeah. I'm all for that. There should be a doctor of turntables. So let's hear some more music, Tony. What do we got next?
Okay. This is a group called Plurals.
Must be nice to have yourself so figured out. Must be nice to have yourself so figured out. And the youthfulness I have will someday fade and come to pass. So I promise I won't let it slip between the cracks.
Nothing really matters. Come watch TV.
Is the name of the song by a band called Plurals. they are young and everything about them exudes youth. So, okay, what I think is funny is that, oh, how many vocal tracks were there on that? Must have been like seven, eight, nine, whatever, something like that. But it's funny because, like, you know, more vocal tracks, they actually prompt more singing along. So then, like, there's Paul and I just doing that too, just getting our howl on.
Yeah.
That's from an EP they just put out yesterday, the 18th. And hey, I learned about this single and its accompanying EP from a post in a Facebook group that one of their members did. So like, hey, these things work.
Yes.
The right people are clicking.
Yeah, you can really feel like sometimes you're just throwing stuff out of Facebook and who the hell's going to see it. But man, it happens.
Yeah. No, I'm a really dope wide receiver.
Yep.
I really admire them. Like, I'm really jealous of their ability to write such fun songs about topics like jealousy and disillusionment at the age of, what, 17?
Oh, God.
Like, it must be nice to have yourself so figured out.
Mm-hmm.
The leisure of youth when your problems are so much more quantifiable and easy to solve.
Not like now, man.
Yeah. So one thing that I think is funny is they actually changed their band name. They were previously called Sweet Nothings, but plurals I think is more interesting because what is the plural of plural, Paul?
Plurals.
Exactly. And it sort of becomes sort of a mindfuck, you know, like, whoa, lots of things that there are lots of things of. This is what I was thinking about last night. I was like, whoa, like, you know, just turtles all the way down. So they are playing May 6th at the Auto Bar in Baltimore, and I wouldn't normally plug a show in Baltimore.
No.
But it reminds me of my high school days. There are a couple of times, this happened more than once, but myself and a friend of mine, we went to go see a concert in Baltimore, but it was on like an exam night, we had a midterm the next day or like some big review sessions or something, and we got to the show, and you know, rock shows, they start late. And I remember this one time we went to go see Ozma and Rilo Kiley, Jenny Lewis's former band.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get to see either of the bands.
Oh.
Yeah. Because my boy's parents called and they were like, yeah, you got to come home.
Oh.
And it was just riding there and riding back.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. I wonder whose parents are driving the kids to that show. But now I'm just being a jerk again.
Let's mellow out.
Mellow out.
This is The Greatest Hoax.
Thank you.
Wasn't that nice?
Oh, dude, we were playing this while we were getting ready for the show. This whole record.
Yeah.
Oh, I just mellowed out.
That was the last song called Opus Number 30 from the album called Enso by The Greatest Hoax that came out back in November. The Greatest Hoax is Taylor Jordan, who is a climate scientist by day and post-classical ambient musician by night. And I actually got to say, like, I'm sort of against the whole putting the word post in front of musical genres because, like, post-hardcore, like, what the heck does that mean? But I think post-classical makes a lot of sense because it's got some classical traditional instrumentation and maybe song structure, but, like, then taking it to a place that classical music couldn't go back in the day when it was actually classical. So I appreciate that term. I think it's pretty good. His musician's name is a dig on the title of Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe's global warming denying book because he works for a congressional committee trying to teach these lawmakers what is actually going on. And I imagine that's got to be a pretty frustrating job.
What do you do as a climate change denier these days? I mean, the fight is over.
Oh, no. They're still fighting about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's not. We're not agreeing on it, man. We're not getting. I don't know if we're making good progress on that whole front. He most recently put out a 3-song EP called Special Cases. It was pressed to vinyl by the Manimal label. It's also available digitally at the usual digital music stores. But for some reason, it is not on Bandcamp yet, the new EP. This, what we just played, is available on Bandcamp. So if you are a Bandcamp fan, I know some people are, they want to have all of their purchases in their Bandcamp library. Just hang on. I'm sure it'll come up there.
So one thing that I was thinking about and The Greatest Hoax having his stuff pressed to vinyl is that actually just, you know, the whole vinyl movement is actually very congruent with this attitude of, you know, trying to take responsibility for climate change. Like, no, you're not putting this petroleum in your car and creating CO2 emissions. You know, instead you're, you know, you got it, it's contained, you know, it's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I guess if you like lost all your stuff in a fire, like that'd be a bummer.
Yeah.
But I've just been thinking up jokes about climate change in this guy for the last like 2 hours. You know, like, you know, this climate change guy. He likes his environments chill.
Oh, God. It seems kind of weird to joke about ambient music, but yeah, it's like the most unjokeable thing. There's a lot to be said about this whole thing. I want to read a quote here. Apparently, he wrote this stuff after he had a bad breakup. He said, "I was really alone and had a lot of anxiety from that. I had to relearn how to live in a city, so I just took to the piano. I couldn't say certain things, so the piano said them for me. I can't write music or write it well when everything is fine in my life. I need heartbreak. I need depression."
I think that if you've got that relationship with art, you are so lucky. Because the other side of it is like, oh, I'm depressed and I can't create anything.
I guess, yeah. But I mean, how much would that stink if like life started going good and you're like, man, I just don't have the muse anymore. I can't make it.
Yeah, then you might be setting yourself up for self-sabotage.
Well, yeah, because you got to make some new music, I guess. I don't know. But I really like that particular song. Some of the other stuff that he put out gets a little glitchy electronic, which is also good too. But I'm a very big fan of Moby. That little bald vegan dude. I love that guy. And he makes a lot of ambient music in addition to his, you know, dance and his rock music. You know, I like how he has a lot of different stuff. But the ambient stuff, it's just beautiful to put on. You know, I'll like sit down in the chair and put my feet up on the ottoman and bust out a book and, you know, maybe get the lights down a little low. And it's beautiful. I'm also a big fan. Like, sometimes you want to have ambient music that's a particular album that you really like. But a lot of times ambient music is very background. And it doesn't really, you know, matter so much what you're picking out. And maybe you could, you know, get stymied. Like, oh, which ambient album do I want to put on? So I'm a big fan of a couple of ambient online radio stations. Drone Zone from Soma FM and also Stillstream.fm. Which is great to just put on and have some swirling kind of background stuff. So I would highly recommend checking that out if that particular song appealed to you. So that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. I hope that you have enjoyed this music. We've enjoyed playing it for you. We're on all the social media, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, Facebook, Hometown Sounds. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. Send us some tips about what we don't know. There's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, we are always on the hunt for new stuff that comes up on Bandcamp, that comes up in Facebook events, that comes up on listings at the Velvet Lounge. We are just, you know, constantly searching for it. We want to get it to you before it gets written up by all the big names. We want to show you what's awesome. So please, if you like what you've heard on this podcast, buy the music.
Send us an email about new stuff and see them play live.
All around town. We're going to continue the theme with this sort of glitchy ambient electronic stuff.
And this theme of us knowing about everything before everyone else does.
This is Divas, and this came out literally half an hour before we sat down to start planning out today's show. I get the email from Bandcamp saying, hey, Divas has a new release. And I say, oh, let's go play this and check it out. This is a brand new three-song EP. It's called 125 milligrams of Zoloft. So this is also all about depression.
Which is a hefty dosage of Zoloft. I mean, like, so actually the album art is two bottles, and one of the dosages is for 100 milligrams, the other is for 25. So they don't even make the tablets in 125 milligram forms. You got to mix and match.
Oh, man. Yeah. So this is a project of Corbett and Erica Blair. Corbett is a classically trained pianist, currently a student at the University of Maryland College Park. And through some of his interviews and whatnot, he has also said that he uses music as an outlet to battle clinical depression, which totally makes sense. And that totally makes sense why this release is called what it is. The other tracks on this release, by the way, are 300 milligrams of Wellbutrin and 10 milligrams of Abilify. So it's a unique way to name your songs. And I really think that's pretty awesome. So this is the title track from that EP, and we hope you like it. Thanks very much, Tony.
Thanks very much, Paul.
All right, man. See you next time.